real good. Speaking of walking,
coincidentally, oh. you didn't even set it up for that. It just happened.
He'll say he did.
Grumpy old man.
That's not grumpy old man.
Anyway, Francois here. We're talking about crazy for walking. So just remind people, would you? You were here last year. Remind us what it's all about.
Yes, Tony, Helen, guys, thank you for having us. Good morning. It's great to be on the show. Tony, a lot of crazy stuff happened this past year. One thing that we should not forget is Best Breakfast DJ Liberty Radio Awards. Congratulations, man.
Oh, stunning, stunning.
Do you want to see the certificate?
He carries it around.
Yeah, it's laminated.
You should, man. Permanently. You should. Wow, yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah. And she was Best Newsreader.
Yeah. Wow, congratulations.
Oh, stunning. Stunning.
So tell us about Crazy for Walking.
So Crazy for Walking is a destigmatizing mental illness initiative. Last year we went crazy. We walked 5 weeks, Pretoria to Cape Town. We made it. 26 girls. This year, it's just gone nuts.
Yep.
The issue is really that stigma is the major barrier to treatment on mental illness.
Okay.
People can get treatment. If they seek treatment, there is help. There is a new life. There is life.
Okay. Yeah.
So why don't they seek treatment? Stigma.
Yep.
Big issue.
Yeah.
Just to punch some statistics to you, the London School of Economics and Political Science in 2016 did a study. And in South Africa, depression costs the economy 232 billion rand.
Yo.
That's 5.7% of the GDP.
Whoa.
World Health Organization is now ranking the number one killer of girls 15 to 19 as suicide.
Mm.
The number two killer of the 15 to 29 years olds, suicide. So it's just crazy, you know, that people are not seeking help.
Yeah.
When one in three people in the world will have a mental illness incident, 75% of them do not seek treatment because stigma is a major barrier.
But,
so we're breaking down the stigma.
I note that you're using words like crazy and nuts and mad and all of that, using them as opposed to staying away. You want people to be aware of it and not be afraid to speak out.
Yes. So it's a bit controversial, but we're embracing the whole idea, and that's how you break stigma down.
Yeah.
You get to talk about it.
Mm.
And, you know, part of our training or our speaking out in the public and educating people is a concept called Happiness Helps, and in that H-E-L-P-S, exercise is key for mental wellness.
Yeah.
So we deal with the stigma of mental illness, but we also educate on mental wellness. And we do a lot of public talks on our website. You can see where the public talks are. It's for free.
What is the website?
At www.crazyforwalking.co.za, Facebook, Twitter. You can go
everywhere.
To all of those. Great thing is this year, we have developed an app. We're going live with the app on the week 3 to 10 October. In that week, we will be walking not from Pretoria to Cape Town. We are going on a journey that's crazy. We want everybody to participate. Their steps accumulating. And we want to reach Mars before Elon Musk. And we're going to walk there.
So about you're doing that
distance. cumulatively, everybody can.
Everybody.
So now how do they log their... or how do they notify you that they're taking part, and how do they log their mileage?
So every person download the app. When you download the app, your
what's
steps.
What's it called again?
Crazy for walking. Crazy for walking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the app. So it'll be only going live on the 3rd. We're not sure, you know, we're taking the shortcut to Mars. There's a long route, there's a short route.
Good.
It's just short, of 55 million kilometers we want to walk.
Oh, my gosh.
But we're not sure we're going to make it this year, in this week, but we're going to start at least.
Okay.
So once you've downloaded the app on your smartphone, the phone or the technology will start counting, and you just register your name. You can, as a group, you can say, okay, 93.8 FM mix. We, as the listeners, we form a group, and let's see how far we can walk in this week.
Yeah.
And each person's step counts for the greater goal, because we're really saying, how far would we walk to break down the stigma? How far will we go to break down the stigma? When people are dying, when there's a whole generation of girls that's dying because of the stigma of mental illness. If you have a Fitbit, if you have a smartwatch, that's connected to your smartphone.
Yeah.
That would track it. You know, if you're already in the STEPS program, whatever STEPS program, you can just link that up. You know, technology is wonderful. So around the world, eventually, we'll see people walking and breaking down the stigma of mental illness.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
So once again, and the week when it goes live.
Third. Till the 10th of October, there would be distinctively in Gauteng. We're gonna do a special event in Gauteng, walking around the Union Buildings, National Key Point.
Yes.
You know, it's a story of mental illness is many times cyclic. You have to do it again and again and again.
Go to that website. You'll find out more. The dates are all there. Crazy for walking, all one word, .co.za, right?
Yes, correct, lovely. Tony. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Yes,
for telling us.
Wonderful to have me. Thank you.
Cheers, thank you. Bye. Sir.